A study tip for the day is to use a planner. Many students can become overwhelmed with assignments and extracurricular activities that they may forget due dates. If students use a planner and write down their daily activities and assignments, they will stay more organized. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Study Busters. My name is Mark Blaze, and today we'll be discussing different study tactics students can use when balancing their schoolwork with a job. Today we have Jill Garnett on the show. Jill is a student here at Pierce College, but also works at the 24-hour fitness daycare center. Jill, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. All right. So the topic for today is how students can balance their schoolwork while working a job. So first off, Jill, how long have you been going to Pierce College?
I actually just started Pierce College for the spring term. So I've been here since about, I think it was January or so, whatever the term started. So I've just been here for a couple of months. I just thought I'd get some credits under my belt before I start in the fall term at Cal Lutheran.
Awesome, awesome. How long have you been working at 24-Hour Fitness?
I've been working at 24-Hour Fitness since March, so a little over a month, and it's been a great time there so far.
What would you say your job entails at 24-Hour Fitness?
At 24-Hour Fitness, I'm basically, I mean, it is a daycare service. It's called the Kids Club, and so I'm working with kids anywhere from the ages 6 months to 12 years old. It's definitely an environment that is suited for more the younger side of the spectrum. So it's a little difficult with some of the older kids because they get like bored very easily. And so then we'll be kind of want to be destructive in a sense and just be really rowdy. But babysitting definitely like helped me gain experience for that. So I'm able to control them and keep it, you know, a nice, clean environment so that everyone can just get along and it'll run smoothly. So
is working with kids something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, I've always just been, I mean, I also have, you know, I guess you could say a younger or like a kid's sense of humor in a sense, and I just get along with them really well. And I hope to work with students with special needs, so I'll be majoring in interdisciplinary education at Cal Lutheran.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. So do you only work a job and go to school, or do you do more on top of that?
As of right now, I'm working 4 days a week, and I have classes 3 days a week. So it's a little stressful, but I definitely try to add in as much time as I can for relaxing, but also hanging out with friends just to make sure that I'm still like enjoying myself while I am, you know, making money, trying to be more independent and taking classes as well.
Do you think it's important for you to have social time as well with the work? Do you think it helps relieve stress?
Definitely. Since I am new to the job, I'm still getting used to dealing with the kids for around 5 hours. I basically go to sleep immediately after when I get home. But during like the weekends, I get off at 2:30, so I definitely try to make as much time as I can possible, like for my friends to enjoy myself, go to the beach, because I mean, the weekends is definitely like my time to like, you know, I want to have like my young adulthood, like fun time. That's like what I'm doing right now. Because like during the week, it's just like, I like try to get my homework done like during the week so that I have my weekends free with my friends.
Smart. Mm-hmm. What is the most challenging thing about managing a job and school at the same time?
For me, it would definitely be time management. So like scheduling both that to like be able to work around each other was something I definitely like is necessary, like when wanting to do a job and do school at the same time. What I did that helped me was actually set my school schedule up first. And then as I did was, you know, getting into that habit, I then was looking for jobs. And I made sure that I like came in like with the schedule I have, you know, also like with, you know, usual doctor's appointments I have, just to make sure I am able to get to my job and to school and, you know, I set up all these alarms to make sure I can get to everything on time throughout the week as well.
That's awesome. Do you usually like set a planner or
calendar? For me, I have like a organizer or like a calendar through the whole year that I will put like my homework in. I will always set up like right in there what days I work, what time I work, and I always like check my schedule, you know, sometimes even 2 weeks in advance if it's already like put out soon enough, because sometimes they're a little late on that. But I make sure like I have everything down. I am also like super OCD, so it's typically like color coded, and then I'll like cross it out after like at the end of the day to make sure, you know, I just got everything done and to kind of feel good for getting everything accomplished.
That's a really good way to stay organized.
Thank you.
What is the easiest part about managing a job and school at the same time?
The easiest part would probably be like the positive outcomes that come out of it. I mean, I work pretty hard at my job, especially like, you know, for managing with younger kids. So like, you know, being able to like earn money from something that I actually do enjoy is like such a, you know, a reinforcement for me, where it's just like I like want to keep doing this and pursuing this. And then like also like with class, like I'm meeting new people. I mean, having opportunities like this, it's just like so many positive things I'm coming out of this, where it's just like I just need to make sure I kind of stay on top of everything so that I can like stay on like this positive like path that I'm on right now.
Do you think that throughout your whole college career you'll work a job and go to school?
Definitely. I mean, I haven't gotten my schedule or like signed up for classes per se for Cal Lutheran yet, but I hope I can definitely set up a schedule where I will still be able to work at 24 Hour Fitness. But if my schedule doesn't entail that, then I'll have to find a job on campus. But I definitely plan on being more financially independent and stable.
Awesome.
At the same time.
How do you study effectively for your classes while working a job? You said that you like to get your homework mm-hmm. done all throughout the week, but what if you have like a big midterm on Monday or Tuesday?
Well, that's the thing. So I work on Mondays, so that's like kind of difficult. I mean, especially since I have a night class. But I always like I check almost every week, or I will print out even like the schedule for like the year of like, you know, Pierce College's schedule, which so then I know in advance, like, okay, I have a midterm this week. Or I also keep in touch with my teachers as well for like when we have quizzes, because that's on our own calendar as well. So I'll definitely like plan around that, where if I do need the weekend to study for like a midterm or test coming up for that week, then I'll make sure that I can set aside time throughout the week, even if it's like a 2 hour window, to just like see a friend for a little bit so that I can still like enjoy myself while I am staying on top of my studies, to make sure I, you know, hopefully get that A depending on what class it is. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Is there any specific type of way you study that helps you, like such as using flashcards or Quizlet?
Yeah, for me, I've used Quizlet a couple times. I'm more of a person like and you have something like physically there. So I usually use like flashcards and like we'll highlight that. And it's like, cause for me, the color coding, like that helps me like, okay, like this color like went with this word, so that it kind of like in my head, I can go back to that on the test. But I also make sure I've kept all my class notes, because that's something that's very important, because I mean, I could have like missed something on those flashcards that could have been on the notes. So I make sure I always have that at hand, and I make flashcards as well, and I use those too, and that's usually like what works for me. But also, I mean, I'm fine studying independently, but I also love working in groups, and especially because there's like, if it's, let's say, a written, you know, final, then they could have more ideas and have grasped onto a different like part of the chapter that I didn't grasp onto, so that we can all kind of contribute and kind of like learn from one another to, you know, overall gain knowledge of like that chapter that we need to know.
Awesome. Last time on the show, we had a professor who spoke about students having motivation to succeed. What motivates you to do well in school?
What motivates me is probably I mean, like, the career that I want to pursue. Like, I've just been always interested in working with kids throughout my whole life. I'm a lot like my mom, and she is actually the head of the Disabled Services Department at Santa Barbara City College. And so I'm kind of motivated to, like, stay on track so that I can kind of get on that boat as soon as possible. So that means, like, you know, working, trying to get into, like, the graduate schools, like, already what I'm trying to do, even though I'm in the undergraduate part as of right now. So I'm just kind of staying on top of everything, like, on a timeline, I guess, in a sense, so that I'm able to work this job as soon as I can, to be able to work with those kids, especially because what inspires me or motivates me as well is that I feel like there's this gap that needs to be linked, you know, between with the treatment for those that do suffer from disabilities and special needs. It's something that almost every one of us, like, falls on the spectrum in a sense, you know, if you will. So being able to, like, bridge that gap and making sure, like, there is equal opportunity and treatment for all is something that I want to help to make sure is, like, met for everyone.
Do you have an idea of how you're going to bridge that gap?
For me, I definitely want to start in, like, the younger ages so that, you know, as they go on later on in life, that they can flourish and succeed. So I would definitely, I want to work with more elementary age, especially because a lot of people at that age in elementary school, there either aren't enough aids or they're not diagnosed at that time. So then they won't end up knowing, like, oh, this whole time you had dyslexia and they didn't find out till they were in college. Whereas, like, you know, in that whole time frame, they could have gotten that extra support and help they needed, like extra time on tests or, you know, whatever service needed to be provided for them. I want to be able to provide that.
Yeah, that'd be really helpful to kids trying to get to high school and college.
Definitely.
Do you plan on doing this in the LA area?
I am from the Santa Barbara area, and I moved out here within the last 8 months, kind of just for, like, a change of scenery and to prepare myself for Cal Lutheran. But since I am already in the area, I think what I want to definitely do is kind of stay out in the area. Like, I mean, obviously throughout my college career and probably after, and then if anything, I'll probably hopefully retire in Santa Barbara because it's pretty pricey out there. And I think there's definitely, like, a need, like, or a calling for what I'm trying to pursue in this area, so I think it's definitely a place that I can see myself, you know, living potentially.
Awesome. All right, what motivates you to do well at your job besides the paycheck?
What motivates me is, again, you know, having all that experience to, like, expand upon that with kids, and just, like, knowing how, like, they all work, think, and seeing how they act in an environment also surrounding with other kids that's not necessarily in school, but, like, I could kind of relate to that, like, on the playground, let's say. Mm-hmm. So I kind of know, like, what goes on outside of the classroom. So I think that definitely enables me to have that much more of...
Helps you become more well-rounded.
Yes, thank you. I couldn't think of that word for a second. But, yeah, that would definitely, like, help me expand upon, like, what I already know so that I kind of know what, you know, is going on rather than, like, where I'm just, like, supporting them. That's definitely, like, what motivates me for that, because I can be that much more successful at my career.
Awesome. What is something you can tell us about working a job and being a full-time student that most people do not know?
I mean, I think everyone already knows it's difficult, and I think there's kind of that assumption in a sense where it's impossible. But I think what you need to do, if you can't find a job and, like, that's what you're wanting, keep trying. That's the one thing. Like, it took me almost 4 months to find this job, and I was about to give up. And then one night I got a call. Oh, that's another thing. A lot of people just text nowadays. Like, I don't really use the phone unless it's, like, you know, an older relative or, like, you know, family members that are, like, not in the country or, like, out of state. But I, like, don't really answer calls unless, like, I have you in my contacts. So one night, like, I received a call from the summer I didn't know. My dad's like, oh, like, what if that's a job? And it literally, like, was 24-hour fitness. So that's another thing, is to actually, like, take advantage of your phone. And you want to be able to talk, like, clearly and maturely on the phone as well. You don't kind of want to, you know, just, like, blabble on and on or whatever on the phone. You kind of want to just, like, get to your point then and there. So, yeah, taking advantage of that and then just taking your time. It'll, like, the right thing will come along. And it's, like, really hard to see that in the beginning when, like, it's only been a week and you've applied to, like, 30 different places. But the right job will come for you when it's meant to be.
That's some good advice. What do you think working with kids helps you with school or hurts you with school?
I would say both, honestly, because I think it hurts me in a sense where it exhausts me to the point where, like, I don't even, like, want to go to class the next day, or I, like, just don't want to do homework. But that's what also, like, motivates me to make sure that, like, I kind of catch myself in those slumps. So it's like, okay, Jill, like, you're the one that signed yourself up for this in the first place. And I also want to be able to prove, you know, to myself and also to, like, my parents that I am capable of doing this. So I think it also, like, motivates me to stay on top of my studies, and to make sure I'm still getting there on time, being, like, a good asset for the other employees there as well.
Awesome. Besides the fact that you pay to go to school and get paid for your job, what do you think the biggest difference between working a job and being a student mentally is?
Mentally, I would say, I mean, with school, it's kind of more, you have to have, like, a knowledge of, like, you know, the classes prior. It's kind of like, you know, more textbook and more, like, you know, like, force, or not force, but more, like, you know, learning, like, from, you know, prior years, like, textbook, like, just more, like, intense. But I feel like with working mentally, it's more kind of like, what's the word, in a sense, I would say more like real world, in a sense, kind of, if that makes sense. Like, kind of like
responsibility.
Yeah, I would say so. But also, like, more like what you're gonna face, like, on a day-to-day life. I mean, you're not gonna one day, like, you're not, for your job, you're not gonna have, like, what is the length times width times height, you know? It's gonna be like what you experience prior to, like, working past jobs, like with children in my case. Don't really know if that made a lot of sense, but
all right,
that's what I got.
What do you think is the most important quality to have when balancing a job and school?
When balancing a job and school, you really have to be mature. Like, it takes a lot out of an individual, especially, like, around the age of 18 and 19, to take on, like, working and being with, you know, going to school. It takes, like, a lot of responsibility. It's just, there's not really time, like, room for error, if you will. Like, you can't, like, a lot of people, especially at this age, you know, get into, like, the party scene or just are caught up in trying to be, like, relevant in a sense. But if you are able to kind of set that mindset aside, like, kind of, I guess, wait for that later on and kind of just right now set yourself up for success where you can stay on top of those, like, two things, work and school, that's what's gonna, you know, bring more into your life in the long run, and it's gonna be more rewarding.
Awesome. What do you believe you do well as a student, and what do you believe you can improve on as a student?
What I do well on as a student would definitely be communication. That's one very important thing with your teachers. Especially, like, even seeking help on a test is something a lot of people are scared of, but that just shows that, like, you do care and that you care about your grade. I mean, I'm still working on the time management thing, trying to kind of find time to fit everything in. And also showing up on time. I'm obviously really good for that at work because that's an ideal environment where that needs to be the case. But at school, there's times where I'm like, not necessarily there's traffic, but it's just me getting out of the door too late. But I just need to kind of think about the day ahead and like plan the night before probably a little more wisely. So that's, I'm working on that right now.
All right. What is your favorite part about being a student, and what is your favorite part about your job?
My favorite part about being a student would be just kind of like, it's definitely a whole different experience than high school and in college. So just kind of learning more within like the world around me is something I'm loving, and meeting like new people as well. And then with working with children, just like the bond making, like I, you know, having, being able to have a kid, you know, like they can like look up to me, seek me out. That's just something that I really enjoy as well.
Awesome. All right. Before we wrap up, what advice would you give to other students out there balancing school and a job?
You know, make some time for yourself. Like, I know it's hard because, like, you want to hang out with friends on the weekend, or, I don't know, like, you want to go to a party or something, but just, like, taking time for yourself and, like, kind of finding, like, who you are, your identity, like, where you want to go, like, who you want to be, like, the effect you want to have on the world. It's just, like, a really important time to do that right now. So just kind of, you know, seeking some alone time is kind of, like, it's, you know, even difficult for me, but it's a great thing to do.
All right. If you had to choose between working full-time and being a full-time student, what would you choose?
I would probably have to choose full-time student.
Why is that?
For me, probably because, I mean, especially with, like, the career path I want to go, I have to, there's certain certification and qualifications I have to go through. And it's something that's just really been a part of me for a long time. So doing that is probably would be the best route for me in that case scenario.
Do you think you could do take the work opportunity and be able to pursue your career?
Definitely. Yeah, I think, you mean with my work right now?
If you think, do you think you could not be a student and choose your career path?
Okay, yeah. I mean, I definitely think I can do that. I mean, regardless of if it's school or work, I could definitely find some way to make sure I reach my career goals.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
You know, if summer is, like, right around the corner, just, like, hold on. Like, just, like, get those studies done. Get focused. Just kind of hang in there. Summer will be here before you know it. Then that will be all your relax and chill time that you need.
Awesome. All right. That is all the time we have for today. I hope everyone enjoyed that episode of Study Busters. Thank you, Jill, for coming on today.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
No problem. And to all those listening out there, make sure to tune in next time to Study Busters. I'm your host, Mark Blaze from KPC Radio, signing off.